Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know the one constant in human history is the Lord? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, last podcast I talked about Charlie Kirk, and last week huge news around the world, not just in Australia but in America. Obviously he was an American, but even made the mainstream media here. And obviously I've been mindful of that because he was a Christian. He wasn't just a political advocate, what some are calling an activist or a conservative youth movement founder. He was a Christian. He believed in Jesus. And you know, I'm going to start doing stuff in the book of Judges, podcast in the book of Judges. And the Bible says in Judges chapter 1, verse 1, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? And, you know, Moses was dead. Now Joshua is dead, but the Lord was still there. And the people of Israel still had this incredible relationship with God, and the purpose of God was still fulfilled. And we see in the book of Judges, and then after that in Ruth, and in 1 and 2 Samuel, and all the succeeding books of the Bible, God is still working, God is still moving, God is still God. He was there with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He's here with you and I today. People come, people go, and it's so sad for Charlie Kirk's family. His wife and two beautiful little children have lost their husband and their dad. It's so sad. It's never good when someone goes, but you know what? The work that he did for God, the things that he was doing for God, they're going to continue. God will raise up others, other voices. He's left a legacy. He's left an example. He's left a role model for people to follow on how to conduct ourselves, how to debate intelligently and also respectfully, how to engage with people of differing political opinions, and the fact that it's okay to vote on the conservative side of politics. It sort of became uncool to vote for conservative Christian values about 20, 30 years ago. He sort of made it cool for a lot of people in America to vote, you know, conservative values and to stand up for their Christian beliefs in the public space, in this public sphere. So what God was doing through Charlie Kirk, he will continue doing now through people maybe like you, maybe like me, but others he will raise up. And this is a constant theme in the Bible. People come and people go. None of us lasts forever, but just because the individual goes, just because Moses died, just because Abraham died, just because Joshua died, it didn't stop the purpose of God from coming to pass. And whatever Charlie Kirk was striving for, believing for, praying for, you know, and really doing his best to see happen, it's still going to happen. If it was from God, it will prosper. Those seeds will bear much fruit. Others will take up the torch. And this is a constant theme in the Bible. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, you and all his people, to the land which I'm giving to you, the children of Israel. So when Moses passes away, God just says to Joshua, hey, my servant Moses is dead, but it's okay because I'm with you, and now you're going to take up the torch. You're going to take up the banner. You're going to take up the work of the Lord. And guess what? The same God who worked through Moses, he worked through Joshua. And we're going to read the book of Judges over the next few podcasts. And the same God who worked in Joshua, he continued to work through his servants in the book of Judges. Those who were willing, those who were obedient, those who were up for it, they were used by God. Just like when Elijah died. Elijah is one of the greatest prophets who's ever lived. You know, when Jesus was alive and went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw Moses and Elijah. So that tells me Elijah was probably the most prominent prophet in the Old Testament. But when Elijah passes away, Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 14 says this, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he believes God and he starts to do great things. And Elijah, we see 16 recorded miracles through the life of Elijah. Elisha does 32. He doubles the amount of miracles that Elijah saw because he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He didn't sit around and mourn and lament and say, oh no, all is lost, all is gone, Elijah's dead. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I want to encourage you today. Let's pray prayers like that. Let's tap into what God's done in the past. John Wesley in 1738 got saved when he was reading Martin Luther's preface to the book of Romans. Luther had written that more than 200 years before, you know, and so what God showed Luther impacted Wesley's life. 200 years later, Wesley went on to shake Great Britain and North America with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He shook the earth for the kingdom of God, and yet he carried on a torch or a legacy from Luther from 200 years ago. Let's believe God today that he continues to work through his people, through his church, and through you and me.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.